This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:35 right now. Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. Melissa and Han here with you, and guest hosting with us this morning, Giri Balakrishnan. Now, the US and China wrapped up 2 days of trade talks in Washington, and this comes as the US imposed 25% tariffs on $16 billion US dollars worth of Chinese goods, and China responding in kind. So to help us make sense of the ongoing trade tensions, we're now joined by Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank in Singapore. Good morning, Vishnu. Now, media reports say that there were no major progress from these low-level trade talks. So no further talks also have been scheduled yet. So what do you think is next, Vishnu, on the cards?
I think what we really need to watch is, you know, after the additional $16 billion worth of tariffs came through, I think that's a foregone conclusion. So the first 50 is out of the way, and what's really going to progress now is next week the talks on the additional $200 billion tariffs. So we want to see whether this comes out with 10%, 25%, and what form and shape it takes after the business consultation, so on and so forth. The reason this is important is because this will have a bearing on what Chinese policymakers, you know, how they view the U.S.'s position on the trade tensions and the trade disputes. And that's how they're going to approach further talks, which is why this round of talks is inconclusive, because even as they were speaking and trying to get an understanding of where each party is coming from, there's another $200 billion worth of tariffs, four times what's already been done in the pipeline.
I mean, Vishnu, looking at the media reports that have come out this morning, it appears that neither side has that much urgency to resolve these. Instead, it looks like they're willing to go the whole nine yards. They're willing to perhaps bear the potential economic costs from a full-blown trade war. I mean, do you think we'll ever reach an agreement here, or is it just about a battle to the death, so to speak?
I mean, there's certainly... This is certainly pushing the envelope on brinksmanship. They're taking it much further than I think anyone would have guessed, say, a year ago. Of course, this is now everyday affair. What we really want to watch for is, I think on the side, what's happening is there's some positive developments on NAFTA. Some might get very optimistic about this, saying that, look, if they can resolve NAFTA, which is initially going to be a bilateral agreement between U.S. and Mexico, once that's sorted, Canada comes into the picture. If they can sort that out, they say, look, maybe China can also work something out. But I think one has to discern whether this is about the U.S.'s broad brush approach of pushing the parties to the limit, then forming an agreement, or it is the U.S. now more wisely trying to align some allies before they go after China all out. So there is certainly no clarity on it. What we can say, though, is that, you know, the sentiments are affected negatively. As we roll forward, I think we could see more negative impact coming through on the trade channel. We haven't seen much of that yet, and in particular, investments as well.
So, Vishnu, this trade tariff slugfest between China and the U.S., they've really roiled global markets, and even the Fed officials see this ongoing trade tensions as the biggest threat to U.S. economic growth, judging by their latest minutes. So have markets, in your opinion, fully priced in this uncertainty, or can we expect more trade-related volatility moving forward?
I think markets are braced for it. They are cognizant of it. And very wary, in fact, not just cognizant, but I don't think it's fully priced in yet. I mean, and that's because if we look at the markets overall, I mean, yes, U.S. markets were slightly down day yesterday, but the S&P 500 just hit a new record, even though emerging Asian markets are down. And this is just talking about the equity markets. I think in Asia, some of the negatives are being priced in incrementally. The unknown with the Fed is it's a double-edged sword, this trade war. As much as the Fed is looking at the negative impact on growth from trade, the flip side of that is that they also get unnecessary ramp up in inflation. We have already seen U.S. inflation heading much higher. With the tariff impact, you know, inflation is going to go up much further. And against the backdrop of a late cycle fiscal stimulus, the dilemma for the Fed is, do they hike rates to fend off inflation and show that they are going after the price stability issue? Or do they take a step back and say, hang on, we are afraid of this hard-to-quantify trade impact? We think the risk in the very near term is that the Fed continues to tighten more and not hold out on on risk that they have no clarity on.
Well, what about political risk, Vishnu? Because, you know, if you looked at the headlines this week, I mean, there was so much to digest, you know, with the Manafort and the Cohen cases. And there's also talk about the U.S. President Donald Trump, being faced with legal jeopardy. Is that something that we should be considering? Is that just headline risk, or could there be implications from this?
I think surely that's a headline risk that we cannot ignore. I mean, there's a lot more political dust that's being kicked up. And right now, we also have got the prospects of President Trump looking to remove Jeff Sessions. I mean, that's far from a concluded reality, but he seems to be approaching that way. So that there would be a lot of this potholes in the political path. But I think it's not an existential crisis for President Trump as yet. I mean, he cannot be indicted on whatever has been uncovered so far. And even if, after the midterm, the Congress gets a simple majority to get an impeachment underway, they still need a supermajority in the Senate, and that's going to be very tough. So politically, President Trump is protected despite the legal headwinds that are headed his way.
Vishnu, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I want to get your thoughts on what Donald Trump said recently, saying that if he was impeached or if he were to be impeached, then markets will crash. Humor us here. Will that actually happen? I mean, legal implications aside, no. Will markets react the way POTUS thinks it will?
I think the closest thing we had to this was the Watergate issue. As the Watergate scandal was coming up, we did see that there was a negative impact on the markets. But even then, the global economic cycle was turning down. And so it's difficult to differentiate between the two. And I think we will face the exact same troubles here. We've got arguably overvalued U.S. markets, ripe for some correction. And we've got Fed rates headed higher. And so chances are, the timing of it is that if he does get towards that impeachment risk, you would see markets coming off. It would be an excuse to sell off, but we don't know how much of it we can isolate and say it's purely due to this. And yes, President Trump is trying to say, look, what's bad for me is bad for you guys too. But I think that's really skating on thin ice.
Got it. Vishnu, with the less than a minute that we have left, hey, I want to get your thoughts on Jerome Powell's speech at Jackson Hole. What are you expecting there? What kind of clues on U.S. monetary policy do you want to hear from the Fed chair?
I think what we want to explore is whether he gets to the bottom of whether on the issue of wages not rising as quickly due to structural issues, so on and so forth. So that's really looking for some excuse to hold back a little bit more on the pace of rate hikes, not so much a change in direction. So not a major game changer.
Thank you so much for your insights. That was Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank in Singapore. We'll come back with a look at the business headlines in the local scene. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.